the voice of terror on the tracks. And I travel up and down the railways, helping children cross. The quieter the line, the better. Even clever boys like this one can hear me then.
Oh, I should probably walk to the level crossing.
All that way.
But the park's just there. Just across the tracks.
Yes, friends and football and the ice cream van.
It's a shortcut. Go on then, just this once.
That's right. It can't hurt.
Hang on. A train's coming.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. So far away.
But it can't be going that fast.
On this line? No, not at all.
I don't know. It's getting closer.
You've all the time in the world. Come on, best foot forward. Yes, that's right.
No, I'm not sure.
Don't be like that. This was your idea.
No, I'm turning round. No, I'm going back.
Are you sure that's wise? I thought you wanted to cross to the other side.
This far. Robin!
I mean, we're losing the light. Have lost the light.
Oh, watch the branches. Gosh, like jungle this is. Well, if you want to know what I think, Robbo's gone home. Run back to the pub. And we should head there too.
Do you want to find him, or are you just after a drink?
A bit of both.
Where is he? Am I the only professional left working in the film business?
Film business? This is Halifax, not Hollywood. Or rather the middle of bleeding nowhere.
Robin! Are you there? No. Oh, he's a good boy, is Robin. He won't run off. No, he's not well or something. Oh, he was white as a sheet this morning when I was putting foundation on him.
He's supposed to be as white as a sheet at the end. It's in the script.
We'll all be white as a sheet at the end of this if we're not cut to ribbons. Ah, that's it. I'm going back.
But what if he's here, Mr. Jackson? Lost?
I have better things to do than wander through the undergrowth looking for young boys. Something amusing you?
No, nothing. Keep your wig on, Benny.
You know, as your director, you might prefer to address me as...
Robin! What was that?
Coming from over there.
Robin! Robin!
Oh, that's right in my ear, love.
Oh, shut up, Spiller.
Shh, quiet, both of you.
I'm serious. I'm a sound man. My ears are my fortune.
Robin! Oh, it's Barbara.
And that's Riley, all right.
Let's rejoin them. Oh, we should never have split up.
Not that way, Susan. Look at all that gorse.
What way is there?
Down here. If we walk down to the railway line, that'll be easier to find.
Oh, no. Steep, slippy, dangerous. My union will be
you
on that...
You don't think Robin's fallen down there? Down by the tracks?
Only one way to find out, I'm afraid. Come on.
Oh. Ambulance won't be long now, lad. They come quick nowadays.
Fine. I don't want to be in any trouble.
Steady, son. Just lie still. There's no trouble at all. But when you fell, when I found you here by the rails, you said something. Now, what was it that you said?
The coat! It's him!
It is, an old. Hello, Robin.
Robin, are you okay?
It's them.
Please, tell me, what was it that you saw?
Oh, Robin! Oh, God! What happened? Are you hurt?
Can you tell me what you thought you saw?
Bloody hell, Robin.
Oh, Robin, Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just fell.
It's okay. I've called for an ambulance.
Ambulance?
I don't need an...
It's okay, lad. Calm down.
What's been going on, Robin? Oh, there's blood on his wrist.
No need to speak, darling. Just lie still. Lie still.
Don't worry. They know where they're coming to. There you are. As if by magic. Do you know him? Your old wit lad?
Yes.
Well, stay with him. Excuse me.
Your coat, Spiller. Give him your coat.
All right, yeah, all right.
Sorry, excuse me. Sir?
I said, wait there.
No, sorry. Who are you?
That's me.
What, down the tunnel?
To the right. Signal box.
You're the signal man?
Yes.
What happened to the boy?
He was at the top of the cutting. I saw his red coat sort of bent over, he was. Then suddenly he turned all shock-like and... Then he was falling, just tumbling down bank.
He looks pretty beat up.
He must have done his wrist when he hit the track bed. No further, please. Railway property.
But I won't come in.
I mean it. Cross that threshold and it's trespass.
I just want to... Gosh, this is... old.
It works. Do for me.
No, I didn't mean... It's a little more antique than I was expecting.
Talk of a new system for years. I'll have long since packed up before it ever comes.
I think it's fantastic. What are you, saying?
Well, I don't say out, I signal. When the lad tumbled, I held the quarter past. Two signals up the line. Can't be too careful. Now I'm signalling that any danger in this sector of the track is gone. Everything, at least for now, is back to normal. Emergency over. And now they're acknowledged. Hey?
What? What is it?
Near the trees by the tunnel.
Yes.
What?
It's just Riley.
Riley?
Riley, he's my cameraman.
He shouldn't be. Hey, what did I say? No one's allowed in here without my permission.
We got here just after you lot. Babs wants a word.
I'm sure she does.
She's not happy.
She's not the only one. This is active railway. I don't care who you are, you can't just traipse onto it. How many of you people are there?
We're all accounted for.
I'll help her mate out, Dennis.
I'm sorry?
You know Barbara's going to be mad about this. Well, it wasn't just me, you know, encouraging Robin.
Oh, you're too new to the game, Mr. Riley. You must always ignore most of what one's producers tell you. It's the only way any real creative work gets done.
1, 2, 3, left.
No, I should go with Robin.
No, you stay here. I know his mum from Ace of Wands last year. I'll ring her when we get to the hospital.
Then call me at the pub. You've got the number.
Don't worry, I will.
You're going to be all right, Robin.
He was by the tunnel, just... waving. He was...
What?
Now, don't you go eating too many grapes. And no trying on with the nurses. They're not like they are in the films, you know.
What did he say just then?
Hello, Barbara. How lovely to see you again. I take it you're a little ticked off.
A little ticked off? This is all your fault.
My fault? I did not abscond from filming, disappear into some woods before doing myself a mischief, fall onto a railway line.
Do you know why he ran off? Because he needed to be sick. Didn't want us to know just how hungover he was.
Look, can we all...
And why was he so hungover, Dennis? Because you spent all last night getting him pissed.
Ah, but I had assistance.
Oh, tar very much, Dennis. What, me?
I was upstairs for my prayer book.
He's not even 18.
I was barely older than him when I started out, filming through the blitz.
Oh, here we go.
Do you know how you film a parachute mine that's hanging over a gasometer, still ticking? Might go off at any moment? Blow you all to hell?
Dennis, I'm at the end of my string.
A church spire collapsing before your eyes, the trolley bus beneath, all the passengers dead. Let me tell you. You film that with a little drop of drink in you.
Now, I need you all to go.
But it's not the war anymore, is it, Dennis? And you don't make documentaries anymore, do you? You've drunk and you've drunk and you've drunk, and now you're making a film for kids.
Which you're producing, allegedly.
Yes, now could one of you...
The last time I checked, a public information film was not an excuse for an all-night session.
If you think that was an all-night session, you're very much mistaken. And may I point out, I no longer touch the stuff. Facilitate others? Yes. Drink myself? No.
Look, there's things I need to know. For the incident report...
My producer will be only too...
No.
I have to go back to the pub. Work on the lousy script.
Which I wrote, thanks, Dennis. No way, I have to ring the COI and then I have to see how Robin is, if you remember him. You got us into this mess. Least you can do is sort this out.
Fine.
Come with me. The rest of you, down the road.
And then we staggered down the cutting where we finally found the lad.
Found the lad.
And you there with him. So you see, really the key witness to the regrettable event is you.
Oh, I saw him all right. But what did he see? To shock him, like? He said something about someone waving. Did you hear him say that? Or your colleagues? When they were putting him in the ambulance?
I'm afraid not, but you saw the boy. He was hardly talking sense.
He seemed right enough to me. And I saw him. Something clearly spooked him into falling.
It can be a frightening moment, believe me, when a man realises just how much he has drunk. No, Robin took far too deep a sniff of the barmaid's apron last night, the consequences of which have been keenly felt today.
I might not drink, sir, but I know a man who's had too much for a man who's scared.
So what if he did see someone? Surely you know we're not your only intruders on the line.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, if I've seen them, you've seen them. Kids larking about on bicycles.
Aye, they're a nuisance, all right. Never had much problem till they built them new houses on farmland. Now there's no end of trespass. Stones thrown at train windows.
Stones thrown at our camera, too. Oh, well, I hope the little buggers enjoy our film.
What is this film?
It's called Terror on the Tracks.
Some sort of horror, is it?
No, it's a public information film funded by the Central Office of Information, the government, basically. Don't do this on the railways, don't do that, children, that sort of thing.
I see. And will they listen?
Of course they won't.
Pity.
They're especially beastly to Robin, you know.
Nothing so cruel as kids to other kids.
True. So perhaps one of them is your mysterious waving figure. Not exactly waving hello, either.
No, I know the main offenders. See and hear him all the time.
But Robin doesn't. Perhaps he even thought he saw one of them. Trick of the light.
Trick of the light.
But it's dark down here, this cutting. When I first met you and you pointed out this signal box to me, I had quite the job to see it.
Very little sunshine gets down here. Sometimes I can be out there waving my flag at a passing train and it's that dark and cold it's almost like I'm working underground. I'm not in the tunnel, mind, though. You can well imagine how dark it gets down there.
Quiet.
Yeah, this is shivering talk, as my mother would say. I'll rate the coals.
There can't be many people with a fire lit this time of year.
No. Hello.
What?
Train coming.
Gosh, your ears are good.
Years of practice.
I'm sure.
I can feel the rails rattling before the train comes. Well, there's something else I have a sort of sixth sense. Gift for seeing what's coming.
Really?
Aye. Copy of the timetable. That's the quarter path.
Now, isn't that a sight?
Diesel now, not steam.
Can't have everything. But marvellous nonetheless.
Excuse me.
What do you... Sorry.
Don't...
What did you say? Sorry, signal.
I'll let them know that the train had passed this box. They reply, then I make a note in my log.
I think you might have the best job in all England.
I'm lucky to have a job in England.
Our good friend Dr. Beeching.
We all thought he'd axes. It was a tiny bit of freight what kept us open. That and the milk train. They closed the line where you're filming mine. But why do you say that?
What?
Best job in all England.
Signalman. I used to want to be one, you know. All right, I confess, a train driver first, but then I had a ride on the footplate on the branch line back from my boarding school. I saw the coal dust on the fireman's hands,
the black trapped underneath the skin. Signalman was the goal from that point on, let me tell you.
Well, it ain't just sitting about, you know, poking fires and supping tea.
No, but surely you can relax between intervals when there's no train.
You think so, do you?
And then there's the privilege of being here all night. Just you and this brick box, this vintage machinery, almost a museum.
It's not a privilege, it's a duty. The equipment might be old, me too. We both have to work and keep working constantly, keeping everyone safe.
No, I didn't mean it like that. But do you enjoy the work? Are you contented?
Perhaps not as much as I once was. Come on, it's late. I think it's time you were off.
Well, I'm sorry on both counts, but shall do as instructed. You know, there's one other thing I always wanted to do. Walk down a tunnel. There was one near school. Oh, redundant, since way before the war. The first one. We'd dare one another to go down, deep into the darkness. But no one ever would. We were all too scared.
Dangerous places, the tunnels. Used or disused.
But fascinating, nonetheless. Tell me, what time's the next train past here?
What, you're planning to flag it down?
Not exactly.
Oh, no, you don't. Completely out of the question.
Well, I can't go back through the woods. The light's nearly gone.
But there's a road goes all the way back to the pub.
A very long road. Single track, high hedges. Meet a drunk driver down there and I'm done for.
Well, that may be, but you're not going down the tunnel. It's not allowed. Absolutely prohibited.
What if it's an emergency? And a signalman gave me permission.
Not this signalman.
It's a hardly Clapham Junction, is it?
First, one of you falls on the line. Now you want to... God, you really will be the death of me. Worse than that, you're costing me job.
I don't want any harm to come to either of us.
Easy for you to... There.
What?
What was that?
Sorry?
Did you hear that?
Hear what? Is there a train?
No, did you not? There, again.
My good man.
Well, you didn't hear anything? And the bell?
Nothing, I assure you.
Let me pass. Look there, just for a moment. Did you see that?
Where?
By the tunnel mouth, by the danger light. The red light.
I saw nothing.
Well, it was probably nothing. Yeah, nothing. No.
Is everything all right?
Fine. I'm fine, it's all fine.
I don't have to go just yet.
No, you must.
Yes, it's just... What are you doing?
Torches. Two of them. For the tunnel.
I thought you said...
No, you were right. Quickest way back. Safest, too. No train for nearly an hour. And I do have to inspect inside the tunnel every so often. Official duties, you understand. If you were to come with me, well, me and you know.
Safety in numbers?
Yes, absolutely. I'll just lock up.
Oh, gosh, it really does get cold down here.
You should try winter. You get used to it. I don't know how else mind. Come on, best be quick.
I can hear something.
What?
Sort of very faint whistling.
That's the wind. Going through the wires of the signal. It wails. Especially on bad night.
Not the prettiest tune, I agree. And that's an unnerving sight, too.
What?
The danger light. How it glows red in the gloom.
It's there for a reason.
Like a giant eye looking at you. Looking through you. Now I'm scared.
No, you're not. You will be, though.
What?
Scared.
Oh?
If the batteries on these torches go, which has happened.
Gosh, it's bigger up close.
Aye.
I'd have brought my umbrella if I'd known.
Yeah, water's worse here. Shouldn't be too bad once we're in.
After you.
No, after... Yeah, but perhaps best I go first.
Right down the back of my neck.
Mind you don't trip on a sleeper. Then please, you see how not right, well, say. It's a safety inspection, this is... That's... Yes, that's what we're doing, what I'm doing.
Well, right, it's cold.
Now, this bit, that's not to shine a light above you.
Oh? Why is that? Oh. Yeah. Ah.
I did say.
You did. Yeah. One flew right past my mouth.
Onward.
How many of them live down here?
Who knows? I'm not for standing and counting them.
I preferred it down here when I thought it was just the two of us.
Now, here's the bad patch. Would you look at that?
Like a waterfall.
Oh, it weeps, does that bit of wall. Always has, as long as I've known. They've had engineers and every bugger else down here trying to sort it. But you can see by the puddle how that's gone.
Repair that bit and water comes through another part. I had a house in Balham like that once.
Still, they didn't do a bad job then, Victorians. Built things properly then. Just think, thousands of tons of earth above us. Held up all them years.
Strange little hill, isn't it? Rising up out of nowhere. I suppose they'd no option but to tunnel through it.
They were talking it were a burial mound. Long ago, like.
Really?
If they found out when they were digging it out, well, I've not heard. Probably tales.
You can see why a place like this might attract a story. Accidents here, too.
What do you mean?
Dangerous job, tunnelling. Do they tell me?
Oh, I'm sure something must have happened when they were building this place. But these things get forgotten. Anyway, come on. It's not a place for dawdling. We're halfway. Golden rule of tunnels, always be one end or t'other.
Thank you. A most excellent tour. A journey shortened, a childhood dream fulfilled.
Nightmare, if you were scared of it.
Oh, yes.
No, thank you for your company just now.
Quite all right.
Film in tomorrow. Be very careful, extremely careful. No more accidents.
No. You be careful too.
What of?
Going back down there alone, braver man than me.
I have two torches now.
True. You won't shift much longer?
Few hours yet.
Commiserations.
It's not too bad. Later start tomorrow.
Hard on your wife. Does she leave the cocoa in the pan?
No wife. Married to the job, as they say. You?
No. No wife. Nothing like that.
Well, good night then.
Good night. We're here a couple of days yet. I could come and see you. Say hello.
Not permitted, I'm afraid.
Oh, I see.
But I suppose, yeah. No one need know.
Ah, excellent. Well, à bientôt.
I'll be what?
I'll see you soon, no doubt. Good night.
Great. But, sir, if you come to the signal box, please don't cry out.
No, of course not.
Well, you've seen how quiet it is there, haven't you? The last thing I should need in a place like that is a nasty scare. Right then.
Oh, that's no way that's time.
I do things differently here, that's for sure.
Not letting a woman sit in the snug. Do they know what century this is? If we weren't staying here, I'd...
And I'll tell you what is weird. What is actually disturbing me about this place.
Go on.
The price of a pint. We're up north.
Everywhere's up north for you, Spiller.
Oh, no, 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 no joke. I was somewhere near here a couple of years ago and you got change from 2 shillings.
Yeah, yeah, because you know when we went decimal, it was the breweries, the Brig Breweries.
The Brig Breweries?
Shut up. Yeah, it was the they pressured the government to do it.
Exactly.
I don't think the price of a pint's a problem.
Don't you?
No. It's how many the two of you drink.
Oh, lend us a pound, Barbara, just till we're paid.
We happy few, we band of brothers. What's it to be? Pints then, lads?
Oh, the governor.
They've called last orders.
Double dime would be great, though.
I think we'll call it a day there.
Oh, don't be like that. And one for me and all, Dennis.
No drink, Barbara, baby sham, bitter lemon.
Sit down, Dennis. Quick production meeting.
I was only proposing a nightcap before bed. Peace offering.
You were a while.
It's a long walk if you don't come back through the woods. What news of Robin Redbreast?
Oh, broken wrist. They're keeping him in overnight. His mum's on her way. Susie's gone back south.
Hang on, we need the boy first thing.
No, he's in for observations. The doctors are worried about shock.
Shock? They don't know the meaning of the word.
Well, I've rung Jeff at the COI and he agrees with them. No Robin tomorrow.
What? But our filming.
Oh, come on, Dennis. He's broken his wrist. It'll be in a sling.
But...
So, they've said we can either get a few more establishing shots, close-ups and that, or else head back to London and return in a few weeks when Robin's back to his best. It's up to you.
Nope. We stick exactly to the schedule. It's the only way to make a film on time, on budget.
But, Dennis...
We can't. No Robin. We've lost our entire cast.
There are ways round it. We improvise.
Improvise?
No, there's always a way. Now, tell me, have I been to the summit of Everest?
I've no idea, but I think you need some oxygen, mate.
No, I haven't, but I made a film about climbing it in the 50s. We shot on a much smaller peak in Tibet, won all the prizes. The coal board, I filmed them shipping anthracite to South America. Only I'd left the ship by Gravesend.
Dennis, we've lost our entire cast.
No, that's it, we haven't. You play Robin.
Me? What?
How thick are the lenses on your glasses?
But I don't look like Robin.
You both have longish hair, shot from a distance.
Yeah, none taken.
Oh, I don't believe this.
What about the dialogue?
More narration, dubbing. Let's face it, Robin was no actor. The script...
Audiences aren't daft, not nowadays.
My dear Mr. Riley, don't you understand? People will always see what they want to see. Hear what they want to hear.
Time of the bar, everyone. Off to your beds.
Oh, no one likes the sound of time at the bar.
I know a producer who does.
Oh, see if he'll quickly do us those lagers, Dennis.
No. Come on, chaps. Early start tomorrow. Especially for our new star.
Okay, scene 6, take 1. Robin trips on the tracks. Barbara, you know where your mark is. You run on action, and that point there's where I need you to fall.
Yes, I know.
Excellent. Gentlemen?
Sound.
Turning. Speed.
Action. Cut.
It's no good.
I quite agree. She makes Robin look restrained.
No, you can tell. I know the coat the pub lent us is red, but it's a duffel coat. Robin's was a Mac, all shiny like, PVC.
Don't forget the power of suggestion, where all red coats look the same when you're expecting a red coat.
How was that fall?
As wooden as the sleepers. We'll go again.
Fine. I'll just have a bit of tea for my voice.
Leave your flask and forget your voice. We'll have to dub in a better sounding scream anyway.
Depends how many times you make her do it. On your mark for take 2, Bob.
Yeah.
Righto, take 2. That sound?
Turning. Speed.
And... action.
Hang on. No, I'm not doing it.
Cut. Barbara, one take and you become a diva. It took Joan Crawford several films.
No, look up there on the bridge. There's someone by the van. He's bound to be in shot.
There is an owl. Watching us.
Bloody hell, Bob. I know you're vegetarian, but how many carrots do you eat?
Well, they shall have to be moved on. I do not want any unexplained figures in my frames.
Oh, never mind that. What if it's one of those kids from yesterday, from the estate? I don't want any stones thrown at me.
You're out of range. But what about the van? They're right by it. You did lock it, didn't you?
You got the keys.
Did you see me lock it?
Go and check.
I'll tell you what. How about this for a plan? You two look like you're working. Me and Spitter will slip for a fag. Only you'll sneak up that bank and I'll creep up this one.
Yeah, and we'll cut him off. Good idea. Give him a little scare.
Yeah, give him a little slap.
Don't get carried away.
3, 2, 1.
Oi! 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 Sling her up!
Come on, are you?
Oi! Get out of it!
Oh, it's you.
Well, is he going to watch us all day?
He, just wants to check we're safe.
What?
I just want to check you're safe.
What an odd bug.
Can't we give him something else to do? He's creeping me out a bit. Give him one of your fags, boys.
I've already tried. Pipe smoker.
Do you know what I think's weirdest about him?
Have you heard about the lad? Is he all right? Is the way you're staying safe? Did you hurt yourself, miss, when you fell over?
No. He's in his uniform. Like, all he is a signalman.
whether he's at work or off.
Ah, yes, about that. He's dressed for his shift this evening.
This evening? So he is going to watch us all day?
Just because we messed things up for him yesterday doesn't mean he has to mess up ours today.
Come on, we're rather doing that ourselves. Positions again, everyone, for take three. Lot to do today. I want Robin getting his ankle stuck in the points done by lunch. I hope someone picked up that tomato ketchup for the following scene. Chop, chop! I want to finish on time.
I'm ready.
Sound.
Turning. Speed.
And action. Boy.
Oh. What did I say? What did I tell you?
I told you. I told you not to shout.
But I barely made a sound.
You have no idea. No idea what it's like to be in here. Night after night. Night after night.
Take a seat, man. Take a seat. And here, take my handkerchief.
I have to concentrate. I have to keep my wits about me. Maintain the signal. Keep a log.
Your devotion is not in doubt.
And I'm so switched on, you see. The slightest disturbance. Misty night like this. But look what's happened.
Come on, what is going on here?
What do you mean? With you?
Granted, our accident caused you some trouble yesterday. And for that, I apologise. But today, we couldn't keep you away from our filming. And now I visit you and find you like this.
Like what?
Unable to light your pipe. You're shaking, man.
It is these matches. Look, look, never mind what you've done just now. Just go.
And leave you like this? You saw an accident yesterday. If I go now, there might just be another one.
What do you mean? What do you know?
No? Nothing. Never have. Just follow my nose. But something's wrong here, isn't it? And if you don't tell me...
You'll what?
I'll light your pipe. Bring it here. God's sake, man, I'm only trying to help.
It's all right, there's no need to ask me again, I'll tell you. But it doesn't make much sense.
I see. But this trouble, does it have a beginning?
Just over a year ago, winter before last, funny night, full moon, everything, even down here, all silver it was. Dead quiet. And I'm in here on my own, and there's this voice. This voice out of nowhere. Clear as anything. Look out, look out. Clear the way. Danger. And I turn round and back round. No. Nothing. Go outside, same. When those shifts along and your mind inevitably ask any of the...
Of course.
And quiet it goes again. But the clock ticks on and the voice comes back. Look out. Clear the way. Danger. But what can I do? Signal. Tell them to hold the line. But why, they do ask. What danger? What obstruction? What could I reply? I'm stalling the line. Well, that's not without its risks.
So you did nothing?
No.
But what happened?
All of a sudden it clouded over, like you'd not believe. Dark clouds, I'm talking black. Not forecast, mate. Filling the sky and then the rain. Why, how it rained. Couldn't see a thing through these windows. I couldn't see the freight train, could barely hear it. Only knew it were there because it were in the log. And it went through the tunnel and it weren't long out of it before it derailed.
How?
Landslip. One side of the cutting fell in. Covered the tracks. Just south of where you're filming. All the coal wagons on their side. Bad time of it they had getting the driver out of the cab. The door fast, you see. Hard getting a body out them little windows.
But what could you have done? It wasn't even your section of the track.
I could have listened.
But it could have been just a voice in your head. Nothing more.
I thought that too. And for a little while after the accident, it all went quiet again. Just as it always had been then. 6 or 7 months ago, the voice came back. And then I saw it. This figure. By the danger light at the entrance to the tunnel. I never see the face. You see the arms are waving. The left arms across the face and the right arms waving, violently waving. This way, that way. And the voice, God, the voice.
Look out! Clear the way! Danger!
Again and again. And I try and speak with it, but it doesn't listen. I try and approach it, but as I get close and shine a light, like that, vanish.
Into the tunnel, surely?
That's what I thought. I'm not sure. The second night of this, I ran the length of it, nothing. The figure, the voice, stopped for a bit after that. It only came back the day of the next accident. Passenger train. I knew something weren't right because it was slowing down before it even reached the tunnel. And the figure were there, waving, waving like mad.
But could you see its face?
Couldn't make nothing out. Couldn't see no features, nothing. And I was looking at the train. Why was it stopping? I'd raised false alarms the previous night. I couldn't keep on, but it was a passenger alarm, you see, being pulled. This young girl had taken a bad turn and just suddenly died.
Died?
The hemorrhage, I think the inquest said.
What do you think?
I've never known what to think about any of it.
Another, the voice and the figure? They've come back?
How do you know?
You're gripping my handkerchief very tightly. And you haven't touched your pipe.
They came back 3 days before you all arrived. Did Robin see it when he fell?
Neither of us can answer that.
Now it's worse. Rings the bell too. Now, I know the bell's not really ringing, but you tell that to my ears, to hear it sound over and over again.
It rang last night, while I was here. Yes?
You heard it?
No, but I saw that you did.
Well, so you think it's nothing?
I didn't say that. I'll tell you what I think's happening.
You believe me?
I believe you're both overworked and understimulated. In the dark and the silence, your mind has turned inventive.
No.
It's not through any failing at the job, quite the opposite. You know the line so well, you're practically part of it. What you hear and see is your brain turning feelings, hunches, into warnings, sensations.
But...
So sometimes it seems as though the bell is ringing.
It is ringing.
Only you know it isn't. It's a special effect.
Special effect? I'm not...
You know it's not real, but have no choice but to believe it. Science has proven the delicate workings of the optic nerve, the inner ear. These things are all connected. Everything can be explained.
If everything can be explained, tell me how I can see it now, waving.
What?
Just over your shoulder, by the danger light.
Where?
There.
I can't see it. Get your torch.
At the window. The light on the glass will blind us.
Only one thing for it, then.
No, don't do that.
I can't see anything there. Stay with your signal.
No, don't go, please.
Is there anybody there?
Leave him. Leave him, for God's sake. Leave him alone.
Nobody. Nothing.
Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
Hello? Hello?
No. Just run.
Is there something there? Show yourself.
Come back at once, you fool.
A torch.
I should have taken that torch.
Did you see it? Did you see it? You ran.
The mist, so misty. Almost. Barely there.
Waving?
A shape. A presence.
Trust me. You do not want to see it.
How cold it went. So terribly cold. Freezing out there. Over by the danger light.
Do you believe me, then?
Yes. Yes. I believe you.
What's that sound? That mad squeak?
It's the pub sign, I think. Swinging in the wind. Bad night out.
Put another log on, old Mother Riley.
Is there anybody there?
Jesus!
Bloody hell, Dennis!
Quiet! You'll wake everyone up.
Where have you been? It's gone.
Never mind that. Why are you still up?
The barman let us finish our whiskey if we watch the fire go out.
Well, drink up, both of you.
What, are you playing Barbara now?
I trust she's asleep?
Went up yonks ago.
Good. Gentlemen, tomorrow we need to be up before dawn.
What? The call she says...
Be ready to go. I'll give you both a knock.
What are you on about?
There's a way to make this work.
Yes, with us staying in bed until the time...
This film is going to be something different. Something no one's ever seen before. Good night, men. To bed. Quickly. As soon as you can.
Very good, Dennis. Is he out of his mind?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, he's back on the booze.
Yes, 1973 was the year things really started to change for the better for me. Terror on the Tracks won me the first of the BAFTAs. Though perhaps more importantly, Russell, that was the documentary that caught, on film, a ghost for the very first time. I don't know which was the greater shock, the ghost or the BAFTA.
Let's remind ourselves of that monumental moment once again.
There it goes again.
You say you're hearing it once more?
Yes.
A bell ringing, a strange bell, in this very signal box.
How many times do I have to...
Now, don't get angry. I can't hear anything. My cameraman and sound man can't hear anything. The sensitive microphones we've installed, the scientific equipment on site. My good man, we've been here a week. Nothing. Now, are you having us on?
Look. There.
Jesus!
By the tunnel. Riley, for God's sake, get the camera around.
By the red dandelion.
Yes. Are you getting this? Please, are we getting this?
I'm focusing, I'm focusing. I'm trying to focus.
Footage. Ladies and gentlemen, first time recording of an actual ghost. No trick photography, no special effects.
Is he?
I told you.
I've got him, I can see him. I'm zooming in and he's...
Waving.
He isn't, oh, he's waving like mad.
Waving? Shut up.
No. The left arm is across his face and the right arm is... Come on.
Oh, Dennis, you can't be serious.
We've not had any breakfast.
When the union hear about this, you'll never work again.
I'm quite sure the whole country will strike in support.
Mm-hmm. Where's Barbara?
I didn't wake her up.
What?
We don't always need Nanny looming over us. Listen.
Is she really not coming?
No actors, no producer. It's just going to end up you making this, isn't it, Dennis?
He'll have to work like that once he's blacklisted.
Oh, do shut up, both of you. Aha! The 5:50, 30 seconds late. Still, not
bad for British Rail these days. Right, come on, load us down there, into the tunnel.
Are you having a giraffe?
It's time for the real creative work to begin. Follow me.
We can't walk down a tunnel.
Oh, we're not just walking down it, we're going to film in it.
You what?
But
we're only meant to be on the derelict section. This is working railway. You need permission for that sort of thing.
Which I have obtained.
Who from?
The signalman. Last night.
And he can give that, can he?
Look, there's only an hour until the next train comes.
Babs doesn't know about this, does she? That's why she's not here.
Yes. No. I mean, what do you want me to say? I am now having to produce as well as direct. I suggest we get cracking. Follow me. Come on!
Dennis, I can't film down here. This mist. I'd need lights, specialist kit, things I don't have.
I borrowed this lamp from the signalman. It'll have to do.
What century is that from? I know we make these things for tuppence halfpenny, but that's pushing it a bit far.
Yeah, you won't see anything.
We shall see.
Well, the audience won't.
Think of this as test footage.
What are you on about? Test footage for what? In fact, what are we filming? What part of the script's set in a tunnel?
The train that kills Robin exits a tunnel.
Yes, exits.
Well, all we're doing is finding a way of making a tunnel exciting.
Oh!
What is it, man?
I just got dripped on. Soaked, I am. If it's damaged my recorder, Dennis, there'll be hell to pay.
Oh, shut up and keep walking.
This is not on, Dennis. You could at least have warned us we'd be coming down here.
It's more like night than day down here. It's a different season.
Autumn or winter. Thanks for helping with all the kit too, Dennis. You're a real pal, tar, mate.
It's heavy gear, Dennis. He don't have to carry his camera, but there's no need to ignore him. Dennis? Dennis!
What? I'm not. I'm looking. Listening. Here. Yes? Here. We'll do it here. Set the sticks up by me, right in the middle of the track. Mr. Spiller, you just next to Riley.
Become a cameraman, they said. It'll be glamorous. Forgive me if I thought that meant the Monaco Grand Prix. Not staggering down a pitch-black tunnel filming who knows what. Give us a hand, Spills.
Good, good. You ready, both of you?
The next drinks are on you, Dennis.
Get this right, and yes, gladly. Spiller?
Yep. Sound.
Turning. Speed.
No clap aboard today. I'll clap. Action!
Oh! Gee, mind the echo. I don't want deafening.
Dennis. What?
What am I doing here? Zooming, panning?
Nothing. Hold steady.
Hang on. This doesn't sound right.
Hold steady? What? Well, do nothing.
Precisely. If you feel something behind you, then turn the camera to look at it. We're just waiting.
You what?
No. No, you're going to have to stop. These levels are all wrong.
Really?
Well, are we cutting?
Keep rolling. In what way?
The drips are echoing.
It'll be splashing on my cagoule, but I can't have the camera getting wet.
No. It's topping out. Cutting in and out of the cans. I knew everything got soaked before.
Headphones. Come on, give them here. The swooshing?
What swooshing?
Like someone breathing?
That'll be you breathing.
Well, I'm shivering.
Why are we recording this anyway? A load of dripping? Us talking?
My lens is going out of focus.
Just hold it still.
I am.
It's the damp. It's all this mist in here.
It's coming.
It's getting colder.
You've no coat on.
Seriously, Dennis, what am I meant to be doing?
Just stay still.
Bugger staying still. So cold.
Can I have my headphones back?
Keep an eye on your watch. How long have we been here?
That can't be right.
Dennis, the light. Point your light here.
What? What is it?
What time is it?
My watch seems to have... Riley, what are you...
Rucksack. I need a brew.
Haven't we got enough now? I don't know what we're doing here.
You bastard. You rotten bastard.
What?
You've done it again.
What, me?
You filled my flask with cold tea. You did this on Man Alive last year. How old are you?
I didn't. I promise you. I made that tea with boiling water.
Yeah, really, very funny.
Come on, chaps.
Can't we just get out of here? This mist, it's getting thicker.
Come on, Dennis, we've got enough. Have you gone mental?
Let's hold our nerve. Let's listen.
You can barely see the end of the tunnel now.
You can't see anything through the lens now. The camera's stopped.
Look, we've got to go now. We've got to go now.
30 seconds. Quiet. Quiet, both of you. Let me listen.
whooshing, breathing, and a sort of heartbeat getting stronger now. Duff, 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 duff.
What if it's a train?
Oh, yeah. Bring old Riley down the tunnel at the crack of dawn, scare him off.
What? My God, it can't be.
What?
Not possible.
It is. Yes, it's a train.
Oh, yes, yes, you've had your fun. Look, I'm not lying.
No. I can hear it. It's a train coming. Run.
What? Jesus Christ.
Leave the camera.
No, not that way. It's coming that
it's
way.
It's not.
It is.
We'll make it. There's daylight.
It's not daylight. It's a train.
This way. Signal box, Ed.
Come on. Run. Run, lads.
It's in the tunnel. It's coming.
Run.
Riley!
God's sake, to your feet, man.
Come on.
Not going to make it. We're not going to make it.
No.
Who's hurt? Was anyone hit?
Our friend!
I'm here, this side. I'm alive.
Oh, Riley!
He's there! He's there! No one hit! No one hurt!
For God's sake! Emergency. Emergency. Holds all traffic on that line. Request assistance. Emergency.
Leave him! Come on, this way!
I'm sorry.
I'll kill him. I will kill him!
No, to the van. Let's just keep walking,
Roy,
to the van.
Please, forgive me.
What were you doing in the tunnel? Is everybody safe?
Permission, eh? We have permission.
Come on, we're going. Look, we're going home.
I did not know there was a freight train. If I knew, no, we'd have never gone down there. But don't you see it? Don't you see what this is all about? Robin falling and the tunnel, the strange noises, missed cameras not working, the cold flasks of tea. It's all proof that things aren't right here.
No, leave it. He's mental. Forget it. Just forget it. Turn round.
You felt it. You felt it both. The ghost.
Yeah, I've said it.
It's out in the open. The ghost. We were so close. That close to filming it. Can't you see?
Are you in there? Very funny, boys. Almost as funny as this morning's number. Breakfast on the Marie Celeste. What? Jesus, what's going on? You're both cut. Why are you limping? Lads, what's happened?
Dennis.
Is he okay?
Almost got us killed. We're leaving.
What?
My coat. I don't have my coat.
I've got him.
Lucky that.
I don't understand. Where's the camera?
It got hit by a train. Smashed to pieces.
Sorry, is this...
Hello, Barbara. Just in time to slap me in the face again.
He's gone mad. Come on, mate, I'll help you in.
Dennis, I don't know what's gone on here. I really don't, but it's over. Over. We're going back to London.
No, he stays here.
No. There's a film here waiting...
Dennis! No. Sorry, Riley. We'll get you to a doctor for your leg.
Spiller,
get out my way! I knew you'd be difficult. But I didn't know you were a bloody lunatic.
I'm sorry. Spiller, your tape recorder. You've forgotten your tape recorder. Sorry to tap on the glass. You were facing the other way.
Can't believe you've come here again.
I said last night I'd...
Last night? What about today?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Well, fine afternoon I've had of it. Transport police finished with you?
Eventually. Bail granted.
A condition of which, I'm sure, was that you don't go anywhere near the railway.
I didn't mention you. None of our evenings, none of what we saw.
I would say thank you, but you're in enough lumber without telling them about that.
Could I come in? I have your lamp and...
Do what you like. Such a nice evening, I might just leave the door open.
Yes.
Ah, no fire in here.
No need.
I've got a plan. I'm going to go and come back...
Not through the tunnel, I hope.
No, really. I'm going to return with a crew. Bigger and better in every regard. I'm going to document exactly what's going on here. In this signal box and that tunnel.
Me waving a flag at the milk train. All right, riveting.
You know what I mean. Look, can I... Do you mind if I tape record you?
Ah, you'll do as you wish. That's all you've done since you got here.
Just a few questions. Now, I'm here with the signalman. What unexplained activity have you witnessed today?
Apart from a near fatal accident.
Apart from the accident?
None.
None?
Just a pleasant late summer's day. Maybe we needed that storm last night. Now the mist has lifted and all is well down here.
But
what?
You know what I mean. The voice, the bells, the figure.
Oh, I saw one strange figure.
Yes?
Tapping the glass of the box a minute ago, he was.
Very funny. Come on, you know what I mean. The figure we saw.
Gone.
Gone?
It's all gone. Think it's over.
It can't be.
Can't it? Maybe what was going to happen didn't.
Meaning?
Perhaps you and your pals avoided that train that was going to hit you. That's all I can say.
You think that's what happened? But the ghost, the story here, it can't just end like that.
Perhaps there was no ghost. And this is not a story. Or if it is, maybe it has a happy ending. Does, actually. Kent covered for me this afternoon while I answered all the questions. I'll cover a double for him this evening, till tomorrow morning. And a full day off for me. Sat out behind the cottage, tending my garden. How's that for a happy ending?
Oh, but come on, man. Surely you can't believe... You saw what you saw. You heard what you heard.
No. Once I had it explained to me, it was all tiredness on long, lonely nights. Shapes in the swirling mist. Tricks of the mind.
You don't really think...
It's a reasonable explanation. The only explanation.
But I've seen things. I haven't been...
In here. Tired. Alone. Seeing what you want to see.
No. I've no reason to...
You want to bring a film crew back though, don't you?
The others. The lads in the tunnel. When they've calmed down, when I've spoken to them, they'll say... They'll agree with me. In that tunnel... The hairs on the back of your neck, well, they stand up all right.
Yeah, funny that. Dark place, freezing cold, dripping with water, full of bats and rumours and oncoming trains.
No! We heard things. Felt things.
A freight train. The vibration at line. Nothing more. I'm sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I don't think I'll be back to bother you again. The others might return. New director, of course. But I doubt it.
Perhaps that's for best for both of us.
Yes. Well, look, I can show myself out. Don't worry. I'll go the long way round.
Good.
In all the madness of the last few days, I didn't catch your name. I'm Dennis. Dennis Jackson.
Oh, my name don't matter. I'm just the signalman. Keep the line safe. Signal ahead. Wave the occasional flag. That's the job.
And I won't keep you from it a moment longer.
Thank you.
Good night, sir.
And a very good night to you too.
Is that taxi busy outside for you.
Yes, I believe it is.
Oh, you can't be persuaded to stay for some breakfast, Mr. Jackson.
No, I'm afraid not. Here's my key.
Well, it is a shame you're going early and the others leaving last night. You know, we're always here if you come back.
I doubt it. I don't think there'll be any more filming.
Keith, can you come and put the gentleman's cases into the taxi, please?
Yeah, of course. 1 minute.
Now, the producer lady...
Barbara?
...asked me to tell you that young lad is at the Cottage Hospital, and she said you'd be settling the bill for everyone's stay with us.
Oh. Did she? Yes, of course. Good news about Robin?
Let me do me sums. There we go.
Ah. What's this last amount for?
That's for the scotch you had last night.
Oh. Yes, of course.
Hiya!
Just these. What's that one?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Keith!
No, not at all. Much heavier than it looks.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Jackson. If your machine's broken, then he'll pay for it out his wages.
I didn't mean to.
No, it's quite all right.
Oh, Keith!
Is it all right?
I'm sure it's fine. They're much sturdier than they look. All that weight. It's not really my day, is it? Here we go. Rewind. Play.
We're a double for him this evening, till tomorrow morning. And a full day off for me. Sat out behind the cottage.
Sounds good to me. No damage done.
Well, that for a happy ending.
Stop. Fast forward. Yes. Lucky escape, eh? Play.
Tiredness on long, lonely night. Shapes in the swirling mist. Tricks of the mind.
Odd. There was no...
Lonely night. Shapes in the swirling mist. Tricks of the mind.
No. No!
What? But the bill, Mr. Jackson...
What about his cases?
The director runs. He runs as fast as he can. Until he is breathless. Sick. He has to find the signalman. He has to help him. He can hear a train coming. Come on, Dennis. Faster. Faster. Finally, he reaches the signal box.
No! No!
The box is empty. The signalman is not there. Perhaps he has finished his shift. The director turns towards the sound of the train. And then, down below, he sees the signalman at the mouth of the tunnel, in front of the danger light. His left arm across his face, his right arm waving. Waving.
Get out of the way! For God's sake, man, get out of the way! No!
Signalman by Charles Dickens was adapted by Ben Cotton. Dennis Jackson was played by Simon Callow. The Signalman by Ralph Ineson. Riley by Dan Skinner. Spiller by Dan Starkey. Barbara by Margaret Caborn Smith. Susie by Rachel Bavage. And Robin by Louis Sook. Sound design and music was by Mark Hendrick. The director was Simon Barnard. The Signalman was a Baffle Gab production.